But I don't have a presentation. Members do not have something. Nitmasebenze kanjani? Sawumamela imilomo yenu but thina singenanto ebhaliweyo enisinika yona. The committee wishes to express its dissatisfaction by the conduct of the department. We view this as a gross insubordination because you know very well we have given you 5 days. Not working days, 5 days, to ensure that the matter is dealt with and there is a report. You know the culture, okanye the practice, that you cannot just come before the portfolio committee without any written presentation, without any document. Because of the situation, we would understand if you are saying you brought the document this morning or late in the evening. We have got staff, parliament staff. By the time we were dealing with the first item in the program, those documents should have been here, ready. three days before because we understand the situation. So it is totally unacceptable. But because we want this matter, sifuna le matter ixoxiwe namhlanje. We are expecting you now not to tell us the story, a long story. We want a short story. It's a mandate I got from the members. Members want a short story. The argument you had there, no. For now, on contract number so and so, we have agreed on 1, 2, 3, 4. We have got a dispute on 5, 6, 7. Then briefly tell us what is the dispute. Briefly tell us what is the dispute about in each of the contractors. Then we'll see what to do. Thirdly, if you have got a memory stick now, meanwhile, Sikuba angabe Sydney ewenza. Nani ni nai department, bakhona abantu benapha ongazazi babahlalile napha bangaphuma bahambe bawu print from the department bangaphesheya. Then let me pause there. The last one, the way forward. Ndizoyitsho masesigqibile ukuthi what was the way forward. Honorable members, I will relate to the way forward after we have received the briefing. Otherwise, this I shall by way forward in Nigayon. Otherwise, that is the issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair. We first would like to apologize for the little confusion that we've created in the beginning of this session. We were hoping that this will be the last item on the agenda. It will be presented last, so that we can prepare thoroughly. I must be honest and say that because there are too many competing demands for the time, this time of the year, we've been running around the whole of last week chasing all sorts of other targets. But we don't want to use that as an excuse. It is not an excuse. We have requested the quality surveyor to assist us, the specialist to assist us with this work. I think he's been crisscrossing the province last week and making sure that we have a report that can be presented here. The leadership from Nelson Mandela is here as well. I think the work that we're doing it on behalf of government. What is going to be presented here, it will be presented on behalf of government. And I think, Chair, you are aware that from the word go, the project was ceded from Nelson Mandela to Tubelisha, and Tubelisha became the implementing arm of government. So they were implementing on behalf of the three spheres of government, not only the province, but also Nelson Mandela. The implementing agent worked very closely with the Nelson Mandela officials in implementing this project, and national and provincial officials. So without wasting time, we will follow the structure of the presentation that you have given us. Where are we? Which claims have been processed? And in all of the four projects, I think we'll be targeting those four projects that we have listed. And I think we will start with Joe Slovo, if my memory serves me well. And we'll ask John to go straight and talk to the facts. And then in areas where we are not in a position to make any ruling, John will be able to tell us. Without wasting time, Chair, I'm going to hand over to John. Maybe the AGOD of the province would want to say some few words first before we ask John to lead us.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chen. Also on our side is the province, humble apology. We slept very late last night trying to make sure that we package it in the chronological order, and we sincerely apologize that the report's not ready. What we have done, Honorable Chairperson and members, is given the quantity surveyor the latitude to be independent. We're not here as government to defend and say we don't want to do the right thing. We're here to say the right thing must be done, and we ask an independent professional to do that assessment on what is the right thing to be done. We're just humbly requesting that we will accept. We have not asked him for his recommendations because we wanted to hear them for the first time, like yourselves, so that we accept them as well.
Sure. I think with due respect, the HOD is out of order. If they did not hear the findings of the person they appointed, they want to hear them here first with us. What are they trying to say? Because we have agreed there in the meeting that they must meet together, and the contractors have got the right to appoint somebody who will sit with the quantity surveyor and work out things. When they come here, they come as one with the contractors, areas where they agree. Where they don't agree, they will indicate here, yeah, we don't agree. But to come here and say, no, we have not heard anything from the quantity surveyor, we are hearing it here with you for the first time, I have a problem with the department taking such an irresponsible decision.
Yeah, I think it's a fact, because that was the decision. We're saying after this team of the contractors as well as the quantity surveyor with their specialist too and the representatives from the spheres of government, they should compile a report. That report should be presented to the principal, for instance, to the province, to HOD, as well as the MEC, then to the politicians of Nelson Mandela, as well as the national. So if you are hearing for the first time, it is a problem, but okay, let's take it. It means, because we wanted, because the government had to argue the contractors before, since that's what, above the government, not the quantity surveyor. The quantity surveyor is just a facilitator of the process, does not take any decision because he recommends. And it does not mean what the recommendations are, they are 100%. So that is why we are saying take the matter, elevate it to the principals, the findings to the principals. That's not wrong, Honorable Deputy Mayor. That's silindelma wena ngokusixelela ukuthi le report yayazi ifikile kuwe at the end so that nina ke ngokunake nizotshanana nithi hayi thina sibone ngolu hlobo no-government i-province ithi hayi thina sibone ngolu hlobo but ke ngoba siyayifuna le report siza kutsho ukuthi sanika umkhomba ndlela thina nawufumana kuthi tata macho
just to add Chairman, Coco has been said. The consultant must meet also the consultant of the specialize in this field. Now, not to say that they must just sit down and clarify everything, but we thought now that they are going to give us a full report together. The consultant from Zimbabwe and also the consultant from the Conrad Society, they give us one report.
Asibuzanga ukuthi khona asikabazi noma ngobani abakhoyo obebezichazile. Do you have your specialists, the contractors, amongst your delegation? They do have a confidence on themselves. Fine. So nigga, the presentation, John. Just tell us what you mean, no ban. Because if you confirm what all the contractors were part of that meeting, just to confirm that. Yes. And then you tell us this report, or say you say clear to young politicians. Now those are colors even.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. And thank you for the opportunity to make this presentation. I must say that coming from the meeting that we had here, it was with the mandate that I was given that I needed to deal with the other contracts, which is Titicama, Patterson, and Chatu 600. It was very difficult to convene the meetings with the contractors at the time because they had certain perceptions and they didn't know who I was. And the fact that I was coming from the department who had said they wanted to assist in getting an independent person to review their claims. So I only got cooperation of the contractors on Friday after they received the communication from Parliament that had the mandate to meet with them. Only then on Friday, in fact it was Friday afternoon, I was able to start getting information from the contractors. And we only had one day to actually meet. I must confirm, Madam Chairperson, that I was able to meet all the contractors. And whilst we were meeting, we had the officials from the Metro who came in the meeting, and we also had officials from the department who were actually waiting for us to have a joint meeting. But the fact that we only had one day to have all the meetings with the contractors for the very first time, it was very, very difficult that we were able to resolve a lot of issues and at the same time to get all the parties to meet in one room. I recall that on Monday we actually finished about 7:45 and I had to travel to East London and I got home after 10 p.m. And I only had Tuesday to actually put the reports together. I'm just giving this background so that, Madam Chairperson, you can see maybe where these gaps are coming in and the fact that we're coming in a bit looking like a bit disorganized. I think it's against that background
that maybe the reports as they've been presented could have been done better had we had enough time. And generally over the reports, again, given the time, the limited time that we had, the mandate that we're given that we I should meet with the contractors, I should hear their voices, I should hear their concerns, I should get the claims from them, after which I needed to present that to the department, and then the parties and all the stakeholders were to meet and try to resolve some of the claims before coming here. Again, because of the way, you know, the time that we had, this could not happen. So I'm coming here reporting on my findings in terms of my interactions with the contractors. And in my meetings with the contractors, we actually resolved with them that knowing that the matters, as they were raised, require a bit of time to resolve. They promised some of the information in some of their claims. They promised that they're going to furnish me with additional information, which would enable me then to look and assess and verify their claims. The contractors are here. If what I'm saying is not in line with what we agreed, I would ask them to object to what I'm saying. Against this background, I'd like to commence with the presentation of the reports. And I don't know if there is any particular order, Madam Chairperson, that you'd like me to present the reports to. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I think I should commence with Joe Slovo. Reason being, Joe Slovo is the contract that we discussed at the last meeting, and I was told that I should go and meet the contractor. And indeed, after that letter that came through on Friday, I had the cooperation of the contractor, and he fetched me more with more information pertaining to their claim, and we were able to meet late Monday afternoon. In fact, he was the last contractor that I had to sit with, and we finished quite late with him. Sorry, I just need some assistance here. I don't know why I'm not getting the connection on. I've opened, yeah? It's on the screen, but it's not.
Can I just establish whether what we've just been handed now is the presentation that the gentleman is going to be making? Because then perhaps let's not flap around with this presentation on the computer, but if he refers to this document exactly where he is, the page, and the, because it's all quite well marked with numerically. I think that would help us move quickly.
That's right. I think the copies of the presentations are being handed out. So the first report that I'm going to present is Joe Slovo, Joe Slovo 950. And this... Madam Chairperson. The report is broken down into the following. Basically, the introduction, and then the project information, which gives the history of the contracting parties, and then gives some background of where the project is coming from, and then we've got a project status, which, you know, briefly talks about where the project is in terms of the project status, project stage, at what stage is the project, has it been closed, is it still during construction, and then it also, then we have a item 4, which deals with the claim coming from the contractors, Metro Builders and civil contractors, and then there's a conclusion following that. In terms of the introduction, I think this was covered quite extensively by the DDG at the last meeting, but for the purpose of the contractors who were in attendance at the last meeting, and particularly Mr. Chetty, to whom this report actually affects and is meant, I think, to cover my discussions with him. The report is based on my meetings that I've held with the department, and we're lucky that at the time I had a meeting with the department, we also had a meeting with one of the contractors, Verens Buders, and we also had some representatives from the HDA. And I must mention here that the representatives from HDA just happened to be at the department for another meeting, and we had to call them in to assist us understand some of the issue that we needed clarity on, because they used to be part of the management of Tbilisi. So we're not directly dealing with Tbilisi, as we all know that Tbilisi actually was wound up. So some of the officials are now with the HDA. So we had the benefit of interacting with them. That's why in my initial report, I was told in terms of the contractual relationship that when the two contractors were appointed by Tbilisi, they were Nomagwai developers and Verens contractors. And somewhere along the way, one of the contractors withdrew from the project because they were being liquidated. And as a result, according to the officials from HDA, who were then working for Tbilisi, there was an addendum that was signed between Tbilisi then and one of the contractors that remains on the contract, which was Verens Buders. That was the version that I had, and I'm mentioning this because you might see some contradiction with the last report that I presented, but there's no contradiction as such. It's just that it brings in a different dimension in that now I've got some feedback from the contractor as well. And one of the arguments that we have, as their claims emanate from the contractor, is the reason being there are certain allegations or certain claims from the contractor in as far as the contractual relationship is concerned, and some of the claims emanate from that. That's why I'm flagging that for the purpose of, the use when it comes to the actual claims from the contractor. So the claims that we have from the contractor, I think for the sake of time and the fact that I think we've got a presentation there, if you look at the contracting parties, I think it's a repeat of what we presented last time. That's on page 3. We can move to the background. I think I've given a background in as far as the information that we have, and now we have a conflict here of information, because the information that we had initially was that Metro Builders Civils Contracting were subcontractors of Verin Construction. Now, Metro Builders are arguing that they were actually appointed directly by Tbilisi. Now, I don't have any record or any information which actually confirms that. Neither do I have a copy of the addendum at the time when I was advised that there was an addendum that was signed between Tbilisi and Verins. But one can infer from the actual relationship that continued, because as the work progressed, payments were made to Verins Construction, and then Verins Construction would issue instruction that part of the payment that was being made would be made to Metro Builders, and then a certain amount was paid to themselves, as they alleged at the time that that money was meant for the admin fee, because they had taken over the running of the contract, but Metro Builders, who were at the time subcontractors of Nomagwai, when Nomagwai withdrew from the project, they continued the construction of their housing units, but then became subcontractors, like domestic subcontractors to Verens Builders, a fact that Metro Builders disputes at the moment. And they haven't given me any information at the moment that contradicts that fact.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether this helps, because this is what we know which was presented there, and we took a decision based on that the consultant and the contractors, they must sit together, look at the specific dispute areas. Where there is agreement, they pay. Where there is a house that was there, built, completed, and government is using through the occupants who qualify to for that subsidy, even if the earth is not in the, is, you know, they don't see the earth on what was supposed to be built on, but that earth exists, and they are satisfied that it's not like somebody went to build in a place where they are not supposed to build. Such, they settle. I don't think, maybe we should advise you not to go into the history of this thing, because the history is known. What is of concern is whether do we pay for this work that has been done or we don't, and what are the reasons where we don't. Where we agree, we pay. Like, for instance, we're told there's a claim which there's no dispute, but it's not paid. So in such an instance, that claim must be paid. Where there's a dispute, we must agree what is the dispute. And if the dispute is the earth number, but we're satisfied that this earth which is here is not an illegal earth, it's there, and government is using that house because beneficiaries have occupied it who were properly allocated that particular earth, in such instances, we pay. That's what we have agreed upon. So I think if this meeting can focus on that direction, it will help us a great deal. But I must say, Chair, despite the interjecting, I think he has done a job that we must commend him. It's just that he must not take us back. He must take us from where we stopped last week, because he was there. But you have done a good job, Chief. Just focus on the areas of where you agree and disagree, then okay. It will help us a great deal.
Okay. And especially that there were documents that were missing.
Yes.
That could not be found. So, siyasazi story song. Ngalani wapho kufele khona ithole. Ngoba singamile phaya itholi.
Thank you, madam.
Person, UDDG, as I've listened last week, DDG gave us a detailed presentation of which gave rise to a way forward. So that's why we are saying, for instance, I'm not a member of the committee, but I'm okay with the issues. So let's not talk as if we are trying to reinvent the wheel, because there are documents, Chairperson, that we provided in a meeting that must influence you the direction that you must take independently. So now it seems to me we are in a paper revolution. It should not be like that. We should get some way forward movement. Thank you, Chairperson.
Madam Chairperson, we definitely do have a way forward. I think the reason why I might have been seen to be dwelling on the background, it's because it becomes relevant when we start talking about the claims. Because some of the claims are emanating from the fact that the contractor is claiming to have been, depending on the contractual relationship.
John.
Yes, ma'am.
John.
Yes,
ma'am. Go straight to the toilet.
Okay.
Sayazi yonke lento ithethayo. It was explained. Umu explained everything, because this thing was done, and it was done perfectly.
Yes, ma'am.
This one, it was done perfectly, but there were concerns from the committee to say there are disputes here. Tell us what is the problem. And the Honorable Matale, we even said if there is a house that is occupied by a beneficiary, the state has to pay that person who built that house. Well, that was the issue. Because imali ikhona, and the issue ka Veren, sasithe bring Veren here, sizom interrogate. Because u Veren, the implementing agent, and we ask inantsika, what does this implementing agent means? Because Uthubelisha is an implementing agent. So Uveren is a contractor, this side. I think that they're implementing agent. So we wanted clarity on those because he cannot have two status in one project. A facilitator, invoices, and so on. I think they would say, we contract. What is the role of Tubelisha? Because Tubelisha is mandated by the government. We implementing agent. And Unamakwai was not an implementing agent. Law or appointer, MPCC. He was just a contractor. And Veren was just an ordinary contractor. Now, apparently, Veren get elevated. So, get Genetole.
Sorry, Chair. Veren is not elevated. The state appointed Tubelisha to do things on its behalf. Tubelisha then appointed contractors who must build. One of the contractor things went under.
Yes.
And who, NHBs or these contractors, worked under. Now, their claim must be processed through Veren, who is appointed by the state's agent. So he's not being elevated in any way. He's just made to cover for the other one who have disappeared. That's why...
According to the previous report,
yes,
the status of Veren Construction, the implementing agent, is in black and white to the previous report.
No, Madam Chairperson, maybe there was some misunderstanding. I think that's why I was giving that background, because the relationship, how Veren came into the picture was the fact that he was one of the two contractors that were originally appointed. So when Nomagwai withdrew from the contract, Tubelisha, as I was advised then, signed an addendum. In other words, they took the projects that would have been completed by Nomagwai, added them onto Veren's scope of work. So they increased Veren's scope of work. And then Metro Builders were subcontractors to Veren's construction. So the contractual relationship, in as far as Veren's construction were concerned, remained as contractors.
That is our understanding, but
yes,
in your report, you said it's written, it's a pigment, but not a document. Now, Veren is an implementing agent. That is, no, in the report. Don't know what it's written. It's written with report your car. That is why it's a situation. But again, must cover again.
Okay. I don't recall that, Madam Chairperson, but for the sake of time and on your instructions, I'd like to move straight into the claims and deal with the claims. And if I may mention that I have run through these claims with Mr. Samu Chetty, who is in the House, and if there's anything that I'm going to say which is contradictory to what we discussed, I think you can come in and advise. The claim number one, which is 4.1, the claims start from page the copy is page 9, and I'm dealing with claim 4.1. There seems to be no dispute regarding this claim, and I wouldn't want to dwell too much on it. The only reason I would probably I can only add on to say that our understanding at the time was that this was the final claim and to Veren's builders, but now Metro Builders are saying this was an interim claim. And I've not verified with Veren's as to what the status was. But as far as this amount is concerned, Metro Builders don't have any problems with this claim as being legitimate and due to them. And from the department side, I think if they can confirm that this payment was not made of this amount when Tubelisha was wound up, my recommendations would be that this payment can be made to Metro Builders. Now, I won't say must. I'm not in a position to say that. I would recommend that it be made. because there are other requirements that the department has to fulfill. They have to do their due diligence before they can process that payment. Then I can move to item number two. Now, item number two is relating to completion. Now, at the time, I was told by Veron Builders that the completion part of the houses was done by them, and they actually claimed for payment for the same. Now, Mr. Sam Chetty contends that, no, they actually completed the houses. As a result, they claim they are due this amount. Now, in a matter like this one, it would be quite easy to actually go back to Veron's and verify who did what, and if indeed this money is due to Metro Builders, you know, then a claim should be instituted to recover that money from Veron's. If there are no questions on item 4.2, I can move to claim 4.3, which is invoice relating to rectification work to the contract amount, 473,976 rand. Now, the scope of work relating to this does not exist from Tubelicha and Veron Builders. In fact, neither party had any knowledge of such. But Metro Builders have got a schedule of work that was that they claim to have been done under rectification. Now, I'm in no position to verify that because, you know, if the other parties who were involved are not aware of such scope of work, we need to sit with them and they need to explain to us why they wouldn't, you know, recognize such a claim, because it's a fair amount of money involved and, you know, somewhere.
Before you go forward, why did you do it right, Veron? Because Veron should be there. We said to Veron, must be part of your meeting. So that's because these are simple claims. If I've got the proof that I've done the work, the schedule of work, so why Veron should be there and HDA to say, no, you haven't done work, and then I produce, and then they must tell me, because we ask the question, why these schedules were not validated? That's the bone of contention. Honorable Matal.
Thanks, Chair. You know, sometimes we say you have done a good job, but as you continue to present, it is very clear that you just went to the DDG's report and picked up what he written there and put it here. Because what you are saying, you know, this for what, is what they presented last week. Last week, DDG.
Yes.
Honorable Member, I actually prepared that report as well.
That report that they presented,
yes.
You prepared it.
Yes, if you recall the chapter.
That's why they are the same with this one.
No,
that's very good, yeah.
No,
and this report is his report. That's why it's fine.
Yes,
understand, because they were produced by the same system and the same person. And it's wrong, quality surveyor, what you have done, because the meeting said, we see there are these things which the department is disputing, and the contractors say, this is us who have done them.
Yes,
you come here, you say there is a dispute on what we were told there is a dispute. And the decision then was to resolve this dispute. Let these role players come together, the national department, the province, the municipality, yourself, the contractors, and if they want a specialist like you, they can appoint, but at their own cost. Then you sit together and say, 4.3, you say this is what has been done. But in terms of the records that we have, this thing is not what has been done. And you discuss, you agree to differ, that this we are not going to pay because we are not convinced. But claim 4.4, We think we have a point. No, but we don't owe you 314, we owe you 200. And then you settle. Then there will be those that you can't settle because, legally speaking, it can't be done. Then they will have the right to a recourse to a court of law that you owe them and you are refusing to pay them. And you will argue that, no, this has been paid to this one and this one have done this work. And this one claims to have done this work, which A says they have done it. So in such a case, then it will be resolved differently. The resolution of last week was merely a practical way to resolve this problem that we are having. We can't sit here and be told the same thing that we were told last week. And in the course of engagement, we say, no. In fact, that report that the DGD presented is my report. I wrote it. And that's why this one of today is the same as the one of last week, because they were written by the same person. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, we've been going around in circles now, and it's nearly 12 o'clock. I want to propose that I was very keen to hear this report anyway and for us to deal with it, but I think it's become very evident that we're sitting here with the problem outlined but not the solution. And I think we thought we were coming today with the solution, and that you were going to sit there and say to us, this is it, and we've resolved that one we haven't, but there's more unresolved here than there is resolved. And Chairperson, I want to suggest that we can't proceed with this meeting. They need to go away, and there needs to be work done on this between the parties, and then that we need to have that report. It'll have to be emailed to us, because this is our last meeting unless we can come up with something else. But we can't sit here, and I want to agree with the Honourable Natola, we can't sit here and do all the basic work here because we are not on the ground. So this report's got to be needed to be worked on. And Chairperson, maybe the Metro need to take responsibility to oversee that report, or the province. And so I don't see how we can move forward. We really are wasting time with this, Chair.
Chairperson, you know, I am very worried. I think I will repeat what I've said last time, maybe in a different terminology, because you see, my problem is that we are dealing with small contractors, very little monies. Now, some of the contractors drove all the way 800 kilometers to here, you know, for the same thing. It can't be on, ladies and gentlemen. I am not sure what was your brief, whether you were aware, because this document, I said from the very onset, it was presented in the last meeting, very clear by the DDG, step blow by blow, in terms of the problems. And the brief or your mandate was to go and resolve those problems that were presented. Now, maybe DDG spoke in a baritone, you are coming with a tenor on the same document. That's why we are a bit agitated, you know. So I'm saying, Chairperson, it can be. We must not play with our voters in the manner in which you are doing as a department. I'm referring to the department, was the consultantly. Please, ladies and gentlemen, HOD and the DDGs, be proactive in resolving the plight of the black people in South Africa so that they don't find themselves in this quagmire. This thing has been coming for more than 7 years, 2007, 2014. And we are, you know, you make our government as if it's a banana department. You reduce it to that level. Please, because we should have moved swiftly onto this matter. We can't be, now tell me, if we must go back, Chairperson, to our constituencies, should we report the same thing? And yet, we are in these cozy offices. It can be. So please assist the process and let us have time frames. We can't be dealing with this matter. We are politicians here. We are running government here. Now, these people must drive back, or whoever, fly back yourselves more than 1,200 kilometers to Pretoria. And you came here with this, because this is a paper revolution. Cut and paste, repeating the same thing, it can't be on. So please, Chairperson, let us be clear to the officials, especially at top level. They must assist our junior officials for implementation of the decisions that we are taking here. I rest my case.
One, Chair.
On invoice number 1538, the consultant is saying to us there's a dispute there. One was saying that they know nothing about the scope. One was saying I've done the job. Finally, we are saying to us, if they must claim, they must claim from Venus, or we can name him the subcontractor. Same contractor, because we was also instructed to do the work. Now he claims that he knows nothing. But somebody who worked in those, they said we have done something. They said if he needed the samples, he must claim from the same person who thought he knows nothing about the work. What is that? There's no solution. That's why we are just wasting our time now. If maybe we talk by today, we will say to us, there was a dispute here, we resolve by saying that this one must pay, that's all. No, not to because from DDG, it was so clear, we're happy. But we thought by coming here, we say that we have resolved here, we have resolved them, we're still having a slight dispute there.
HOD, when I spoke to you, you gave me an assurance that will make sure that this matter is dealt with in a fair and just manner. Is this just and fair? Because this information, we have this information in our possession. Is this fair and just to us as the Portfolio Committee? Because we have this information, we have the reasons for dispute, but we said in order to resolve this matter, all the parties who are in this, who played a role on this matter, must be there. Now, there was no Veren. Is it fair that Veren was not part? Is it fair? No, because here, if you can read, it's clear that all these claims have to be verified by Veren and HDA. All of them. It's one and the same information that we had last week. One and the same. And we said, you must come here verified, because the issue of wages, MBCC put it clearly, I paid wages of Nomagwai's workforce, because Nomagwai left. The workforce was on the site toying. How do you expect me? That is a fair reason. How do you expect me to develop the area that is being invaded by the workforce? So because he had to pay so that imata bahambe azokwazi ukusebenza. And then as government, you dispute that. You told us that, and then you are still telling us that again. Is it fair and just? That's the question now. Is it fair? No one didn't. So I confirm Agnes Mandela who was part of your discussion. You only understand Agandani according to a resolution that was taken by the committee. So from what you are saying, ukuthi nina nifuna ukuthi lento ni resolve ningabikho defensive. No, you are defensive. And this defense here, no, it does not materialize because you don't have facts. You don't have facts. You don't have facts. And Honorable Mama, we're still dealing with one. Okay, let's just drop this thing, this one. Let's hear the others, because the others we did not have an opportunity to listen. What is the argument? Sihlele nje nento eyi-one nje actually we are revolving around. At least it would be much better if this issue was resolved, this one. And then we carry on to others. You are not assisting.
UMBCC uthi uba ngaba ababhatala abantu ugqibe mna nothubelisha is black and white that why they've paid because they have a conclusion after that discussion with the Tubelisha, not even with Veron. Veron won't know that because it was between Tubelisha and MPCC, not Veron. That's why Veron doesn't know this.
Do you have supporting documents? Or Lantini Chetai, there's meeting with us. Do you have the supporting documents? Do you have them? No, this Lantini presentai.
For the presentation that I made, Madam Chairperson, yes, I do. And I also got the attendance list of the people that I've made with regards to these claims. And Madam Chairperson, if you would allow me, please. What I was saying was that, you know, in order to agree a claim, you need to get more background information. The mandate that I got from the House was to go and hear the claims from MBCC, which we did, and we could never have resolved everything in one day because I needed to understand. It's the first time that I had an interaction with a contractor. So moving forward, I must also mention here that of all the contractors that I've met, we have agreed that there's no way we could have resolved their issues because their issues are fairly complex and they require a bit of time and there's more information that I've requested from them. So that's the reason why we're not coming here with any solution, because I met the contractor for the first time, and he's given me those claims, and we need to move forward with the other parties that are involved in order to find a solution to their claims.
Chairperson, I know this is a difficult meeting, but I've just quickly, as a result of what you've just said now, looked at the other presentations, and really the conclusions are all the same. There's further documentation needed. There's meetings of these various people that are needed to get together in order to resolve. So we are going nowhere here today with any of this presentation. It was agreed in the meeting that all three parties, ECBA, ECD, and the need to bring all project documentation and final accounts, and this must be handed over to a third party for reconciliation. So there's absolutely nothing here, Chairperson, and it applies to all of the presentations. So we cannot proceed with this.
All right. Can we have an input from the affected people?
Thanks, Honourable Members. I'm Samu Chetty of Metro Building. I'm actually quite shocked at the presentation that hasn't come to us before this meeting, so we could have a comment on them. Number one, I made my position very clear with John that I didn't think this thing was independent, but put that behind our backs. We've put the value on the ground. Our first instruction was from Tubulisha to proceed with the work. I would like to pose another question to the HOD. At the end of financial year, When does he get the report? If the contract is messed up by a contractor? And who does the report come to? We commenced on a job and we proceeded to site where there was a mass meeting on the 22nd of July.
That period will come, don't worry.
Okay.
Don't think we are suppressing you.
Yeah.
Based on the information that we have now, that you have met, and the quantity surveyor is saying to us, there was no ample time to address this matter. Hence, he met with the contractors only first. And then he was going to call now the other parties so that they can verify what the parties yourselves are saying on the matter. And thereafter now, you would, if there is a need to go to the site to verify that here are the houses that you have built and the value and so on, all those things, once they are verified, then he would recommend to government, make his recommendations to government, and then government will take a decision. Then that decision will be brought before Parliament. Then Parliament will decide if it accepts that decision that is taken by government. Now, the point now is that, are you in agreement that the time was not enough?
No.
That is the point of departure now. Because we want to assist you, but in a fair and just to both parties, government and yourself. And umsebenzi kahulumente wale am esikuyo state organizations kuqinisekisa ukuthi the citizens are treated in a fairly and just manner. Ingakumbi imagine contractors. We won't allow a situation where these are abused, the harassed by the well-established contractors, the assisted by the government. I want to stress that. We don't want our government to assist well-established contractors to abuse emerging, to take advantage emerging contractors. That is why Sibile Singakanje. Because government has got a responsibility to ensure that emerging contractors, entrepreneurship here in this country is advanced. So that nabo baphume babe ngo well developers, established contractors. Kungena abanye. Ngona simile honorable Mkhalapa. We are stagnant. There's no growth. There is no growth. Yeah, Nazika. Yeah, emerging contractors. That's a press, Sanjay. That's a press. Now, I'm going to say, the portfolio committee is going to be more tool. It's going to be more tool. Ipele. And this is the Muzegelo, the Honorable Deputy Mayor. So, we don't want the government to angle the sun, no bulala, the contractors. So, that is why I said, Apple wants to get put. Hi, the only government. In Malaga to Belisha, it is still there. Yani wanina, it won't. But I think you would have done any wrong. Verify and pay them. And then I need to know what Tabisa legally. Illegally, you know, my abandon. Do things as right first. Do things right first. And then you come and argue. You have failed. You role in your monetary this process for that net. You have failed to monitor the process. If you manage this process appropriately, you monitor it. Guessing echo up. Then you come up and argue. No. won't allow you to do that. We won't allow you to do that. That is why I say adamant ukuthi apho ni wrong ukona bow down. Ngihambe niyozibika ku auditor general ukuthi nosimoshile auditor general. Nina mbu. You have messed up. You have messed up. You have not done your role. You have appointed people about monitoring by a hola every month. Every month, by a festival in Bauchol. Parliament, now we are sitting on this mess. These are our voters. These are our voters. And this is where your campaign is. And if you are a photo, you are not official. How better at Tina Utena as MPs, the MPLs. So that is why. And often they are wrong. HOD, some defender, apo ku wrong corner. Don't defend. The argument is about I would tell you about Kasha. You manelel, you talk about Kasha and Kabuteni. Ninga, dismiss. Don't dismiss it. Why are you dismissing it? The man is talking like a contractual. Let's understand those are dollars, the apartheid. You are bringing up into the apartheid contractual basis. And it's as good as they get wrong. We agree with the contractual obligations. Must be connected, but then they're going to be correct. But then they're going to be wrong. You are justifying them. No, we can't let you do that. We can't, unfortunately. Kikontraka yesibini mayicho utatase usigqibile ngawe ne are you agreeing ukuthi this matter needs ukuthi you go back and verify it. Thank you. The second one.
Kwazazana ndizama nje uqhobo shinto. La ndoda ibihleli phaya kuthiwa nguJohn. La ndoda iyandothusa ngoku itshintshi ukuthetha xa besidibene. Ekosibini khange imbize nothuba elitsha la ndoda. Uzibizile i-contractors inalo umntu umbeka emva kwecala. Eyokuqala. Ifike la ndoda yakhe yasidisturba yokuqala ne-official ithi 9 o'clock 10 o'clock funeka idibene nathi 10 o'clock sihleli yena ukwi-department mani ukuthi ndiyeza sayinyuka sojopha kanti lo mntu ubambe enyinto itlondo le i-confusion iqale kuloo ndawo kuye kuqala ndizama ukuthi ke ingaba samcebisa ukuba le ndoda mayithi ewe siyalibona ixesha lufutshane wena ufike ngomzuzu wokuqala sithe apha xa sisenza isolution yale nto mayizikhomite iprovinsi izibophelele izawubhatala iimali zabo uba ipalamente iyavala izikhomite umasipalati kasinangxaki naye uzikhomitile that meeting kodwa abanye khange kumhlekazi ewe uyiconsulted nathi njengingathi wena siyanga siyazazi into sizenzayo ngaphezulu nakunaye tu ndizama ukuthi ke umhlekazi ndiyavuya le nto uba makangadisendeli lo mntu amqashileyo nguprovinsi cause ufumane imali makame nje neutral because akekho independent because kaloku uyahlafunelwa njengumjongilethetha nje bethi so ke ngeliphandle undidanisile ndithe kuye akazonika full report i-report azawuyenza apha asamarize adogqiba bazikomite uprovensi sidibele onto uba iimali zizawuphuma xa iphele intlanganiso besibenzela lulo
honorable foreman utata is saying cimapho tata utata is saying she is not impartial at all impartially, yeah. So, okay. I'm not telling you what you're
saying. He's saying that he's not partial because Bob Nguku is on our American Department.
which is true, which is, it could be true. It could be true. It could be true. A mistake. Kuka appointwa kwalomuntu abhatalwe by the province. So he's not going to be neutral, he's not going to represent the parties independently. He's going to consider, but yeah, let's leave it there because we still have a confidence. Tata, we still have a confidence. We lose the lenjikayena. Mawuya wabhideka wangu John. But let's give him a confidence yokuthi uza kwenza le oh ku John nyani nganene. He has followed inasika yakhe. So let's have the confidence on him ukuthi uza kwenza le nto parliament and we are going to give Nelson Mandela a mandate ukuthi mayincedise iparliament because i-national government asingeke sitsho ukuthi nayo siyayikhwirisha ngo asikho happy nayo. I-province yona iclear. I-Nelson Mandela why siyifaka kule nto is because besifuna i-Nelson Mandela njengoba i-projects ziku-area yazo ikwazi ukuyilandela yonke le process. But ngoba iparlamente iyavala. Parlamente iyavala. So Nelson Mandela as the sphere of government, ino deputy mayor. I mean ino mayor, executive mayor. So sizobona ukuthi asizucela yena na ukuthi le process makasilandelele. Meanwhile, iparlamente isavalile. But uChairperson ngoba ke usekhona until the 17th of April. Le committee isa survivor until the 17th of April because the constituency period. The constituency period, okay, I tell you what, in office business, we can't do it. So,
I thought we must correct the contractor, Uba Abala, because Lento, I show you, it's not a... Lento sivumelane ngayo baba. Lento sivumelane ngayo ukuthi nisebenze nina ne department national, provincial, no masipala ngoba umasipala uphathwe department is chair because they are the people who were given the units to build. Then that they handled the processes that led to Tuvelicha, they were involved. So they are part of both the province and the national, and they must work together to ensure this thing is resolved. What we have agreed upon, they have no right to accuse the consultant. The consultant was appointed by the department to deal with these processes. We said the contractors must appoint their own professional person at their own expense, who must work with that professional person there, so that if this professional comes with having eaten from the department, nabo who professional wabo uzoza adlile kubo adivana nale professional and then they argue professionally. But the intention was not that they must go in there and just argue for the sake of arguing. The intention was that let's try as far as possible to resolve this problem without being too legalistic about it, but of course not doing illegal things in the process in the name that the portfolio committee said, Naganjan, we must resolve this thing. It must be done cleanly and it is possible. And I will not agree, Chair, that the deputy mayor must oversee. He is part of the problem. He must help resolve the problem because him and the minister and the MEC must work together to make sure that this problem is resolved. They can oversee it, the three of them. And like you said, you are here until a day of the elections. So where there are issues, they can liaise with your office, and then things get processed. If they must give you a report, they will do so. We are going from tomorrow, we are going home to campaign. But I think we can be called if there is a need to come and sit
sit and have this thing properly closed, which can be done. And I think, consultant, if you can just put a little bit of effort, and then if you are not anikwazi ukuthola I consultant, niye nimtrust lo mfo, but ni defende what is your right. But ningafuna ukubhadala for something which is not there, or something which was built where you are not supposed to build. Your claim must be fair and justifiable. Where you reach a cul-de-sac, you must understand out of this process, you can't win everything. Sometimes there will be a house which you will have donated, you see, to our people, and you won't be paid for that. You must accept there will be such things. But we must all try to work towards having this thing resolved properly and justly, so without anybody being shortchanged in the process. Thanks, Chair.
I see, Ivala. Oh, you contract?
Ngosi Mhlanga phambili. Ndicela nje ubuye lapha kuJohn uke wa identify into bazonke contractors a failed to submit ezinye I document. I think 600 have submitted all the documents that uJohn had required, except the other documents that he wants. He can come back to us and then in writing and tell us he needs more documents, then we'll supply him.
Maybe a message from an actually. You didn't receive the message. Maybe abantu bathumileyo, they didn't convey the message appropriately. I hope now, but you will confirm and you will ask if you have not understood, so that you lead the process. National Department vele yona is assisting you, because National Department has given you the monies. Now you have to account for those monies. But where things have gone wrong by mistake, you still remain accountable and responsible to assist the process. So just quantify what you have got the message correctly now, and you commit yourself that no, akwapo ngona uJohn no Shurez baza kupitisa khona, because it has been communicated directly to you. I'm giving you the opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Chen. Also, thank you for the discussion. I think to take it maybe a little bit further, if there's any doubt in the professional we've selected, there's no harm, Honorable Member, for the contractors collectively to suggest three registered professionals that are with the Engineering Council that we can consider to then work with John. There's absolutely no harm in doing that. They can suggest three, but it will be our prerogative through our supply chain processes to select one of the three. And then we can, because the idea is we want rather to have an engineer, the quantity surveyor to lead, and also then someone that's got a financial background that will then once and for all just clear the confusion.
Nyana nyani kimi, uyega zandoza, ubuye kuba unyana wamu, len mazio, mbu, ni ageni nipita waya watras.
Chair, you know, HOD, that's what we need, you know. In the midst of this confusion, you must show the way that you can help them. Nizwele, but ninga appointed recommend about banga ngeda kule process, and they can see how to handle that. That's what we need, you know, a practical way to the solution. You know, if we have to vote for you to be HOD, you have my vote.
I in manga look, man. Nini abaza recommend? Bona baza mbatala kazi batalwa nini? Ikiyele yandithi. Kana afuna lokho ninyanzelo, Now, patala nina, sanu sokolisa mndoda, sanu sokolisa. Uma nifuni, akazi uninyanzela, uza ukhubeka ne-quantity survey, nina ni patale ne-quantity survey, eza ukwazi uku-adjuisha na, because sifuna ibe clear, not for the sake of adjuisha, je, zikhona i-language, abakwazi ukuyithetha bona, bazakwazi ukuphikisana ngayo, but if you don't want it, ayike madoda, futhi ke ningasiqhwayelisele emva ngoku, siyaphambili. Yiza, siyaphambili ngoku.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I want to clarify something here. I don't know whether is it required from us to bring our papers as contractors, because some of us are qualified. And I don't want to get out of this meeting with an intention that somebody else can do this work better than us. We have provided the department with all the relevant information. We are guaranteed that we are well conserving with any issue on this matter. But I'm asking the department not to close the door because of we wouldn't bring one. We do have capable people, and they must be allowed to participate.
I know. I never let you know. Be very clear that if you feel, it depends on you. If you feel, if you don't want that particular person, there's no problem. I don't think we're any forcer. But they were advising what it is to call the process. You are delayed by this. So, HOD, we are khululeka kule, khubekeka ke.
Honorable Chair, the second issue, I just want to, in your presence, apologize to the Metro. I think we are receiving extreme good cooperation from the Metro. And in this 5 days, we were a little bit unreasonable with the Metro. The Honorable Executive Mayor and the MMC, we did not consult to the extent that we should have. And then I just wanted to apologize to them so that when we go back home, we are able to enjoy their leadership and their guidance as well. But I just want to make the point that we are holding a particular position. The contractors are holding a particular position. The offer is not undermining the information they have or what they have. We're saying let's get people who don't know this, like John and others, to sit and tell all of us and tell us who's made mistakes, who needs to do what, and accept that. And if we still can't resolve it, then we start saying that there are bodies in organs of state who can then go beyond this thing that seems more complex than the simple solutions that are required.
When do you think you can come back and report? Time frame?
Madam Chairperson, I think some of the claims are fairly straightforward. With backup information and interaction with the parties, we can get them resolved fairly quickly. I'll probably say maybe we will need about 3 weeks to finalize everything. Where we can't, then we can advise your office. But you definitely.
You are appointed to do a specific job. You are appointed to do a specific task. You are appointed to do a specific task. Don't elongate so that you cost the department more money. It's a specific project. This is a specific project. An agent. Aba bantu bahlala endaweni base bhayi bonke aba bantu. Omnye use abanye base kohama. Banye basethi sikam zindawo ezisondeleleneyo ezo akukho apho uthi uzawuflaya yeGoli yePretoria iEast London ubuhlale bazawuqasha uhlale eBhayi uhlale naba bantu every day nange weekend. So you don't have to give you i 3 weeks hayi yadlala HOD.
Honorable Chen, honorable members, the proposal would be that If we can get on Friday from the collective of the contractors, if they want other people this Friday, so that we then assemble the team on Monday, and they can do it through John, so that even the assessment can be done independently of those professionals. And then from next week gets used for interviews, and the collecting of data. And the following weekend, a report can be compiled, the first draft report. And that first draft report can then be presented independently to each of the stakeholders. When it comes to government, it will be the three spheres, the contractors independently, and then we can then have 3 days after that to then present the report after we've put comments. And my proposal, Honorable Chair, is the draft report, the comments we make as the independent, as the different stakeholders, don't change the report, but rather get put as the views of those stakeholders so that it doesn't affect the independence of that team. And if we're disputing what the team is saying, it's clear on the conversation what the different stakeholders are saying.
No, I'm not affected. I just wanted us to be a little bit flexible to allow the our colleagues to do things properly. If we give them 2 solid weeks to do the things amongst themselves, and then on the 3rd week, which will be between the 1st and the 5th, the 4th of, between the 31st and the 4th of April, they can then have a final report which they can present to yourself as chair. And with using your own wisdom, you can decide whether we can call it close a chapter or the committee must be convened. If we must be, you will then use your own discretion. But I think we will have acceded to it 3 weeks without acceding to 3 weeks, because we'll have given them 2 full weeks to work and clean everything. On the 3rd week, the report must be on your table on the 31st, and then you will take a decision whether it's necessary to convene a committee or the matter can be regarded as finalized. If there's a need for the committee, you will then convene us on that week of the between the 1st and the 4th of April.
Nivile ke ejoti siyavumelana ngalento yababonile nabo bavuma pha sicela icomment se Nelson Mandela akumbi ipoliticians ipoliticians ngeke ziphume ngakayithethe la sekuxolisiwe ke ningabe sababetha ke ngoku ni comment nje kule way forward nokuzikhomita kule process ba nizo assista kanjani kuyaphambili.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and the Portfolio Committee. I think we are humbled by the commitment. I think we raised this thing for the second time, listening to MPs, you know, articulating their reason to be elected and the fact that they take serious the mandate given by our voters. I think that must always come into our minds. As the HOD has said that we've got very good working relations with the province and would love to keep those relations. And I think we, among ourselves, we've even agreed before coming here that we need to, because of time constraints, we need to make sure that we provide that space. We will certainly, together with the Minister and the MEC, ensure that we play oversight role on this matter, especially because there is clear process that must follow. We'll ensure, Chairperson, that we meet that expectation, and we trust that all role players will play their responsibilities objectively so that we're able to resolve this matter with speed. Thank you very much.
Ningakhululeka kusaleke ngona ke i-department bese sawugqibela nge-department yona. Le 30 minutes eshiyekileyo i-department ke iyazopresenta lena kuthi mna zawucela ukukhululwa. Honorable Bowman uzohlala apho uzocherisha le meeting because u-honorable Sosibo uya kwi-meeting ye-WIPS, ne? Ayikho? Oh, hayi ke. Izohlala endaweni yakho ke. Mamjabu.
come and sit here, then and decide a meeting your chairperson.